Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Kansas City teenager who was arrested on federal charges related to an arson incident at a Tesla dealership here in town has been released from custody with several bond conditions.
Yep.
McIntyre, first name escapes me here.
Owen.
Owen McIntyre. Thank you. It's not in the story from Channel 5. Owen McIntyre, a 19-year-old who has been charged with one count of unlawful possession of a destructive device, one count of malicious damage by fire, was arrested 2 weeks ago in Massachusetts. Federal court documents revealed proposed conditions for McIntyre's release include home confinement under his parents' supervision in Parkville. They must be thrilled. An active employment or education program and a restriction of travel to the Western District of Missouri as well as Wyandotte and Johnson counties.
Okay, so in the last couple of hours before you saw this, I read that they are now going back to a judge and asking them to revoke that home confinement. And all they're saying is, we have new evidence in the case.
Who's they?
Prosecutors.
Okay.
Prosecutors prosecuting this case apparently went in front of a judge this afternoon, said, we have new evidence and we are going to ask that you revoke the home confinement. Basically, put the person
put him back in jail. Because it doesn't make sense if the conditions were, let's say that the prosecutors fail in that attempt,
yep.
Okay? Just for the sake of the argument. Home confinement under his parents' supervision, but yet he's required to seek active employment and education, and he has a restriction of travel to the Western District of Missouri as well as Wyandotte and Johnson counties in Kansas. Well, how is that home confinement?
Also, Parkville is in the Western District of Missouri, is it not?
It is.
So you're confined to a place you're banned from.
No. What they're saying is he's on home confinement, but he's allowed to travel throughout the Western District of Missouri.
Oh, gotcha.
As well as Wyandotte and Johnson counties. But that's not home confinement.
Yeah, I don't know. This was 17 minutes ago from Channel 41 that says prosecutors citing new evidence are asking that to be revoked.
So his attorney is making the argument today that Owen McIntyre is, and I'm quoting here from him, an adolescent first-year college student with no criminal history, deep ties to the community, a stable, supportive home. He has well-documented medical and mental health needs, including autism, ADHD, depression, and gender dysphoria that require ongoing care and structure, which can only be provided in the community. His attorney is making the argument in court today that McIntyre takes daily medications for depression and ADHD.
Okay.
So he is transitioning.
Correct.
They are transitioning.
Correct. He's accused of starting a fire that burned several cyber trucks at the Kansas City, Missouri Tesla dealership on March 17th of this year. All right. Story here. Knights Inn are having a moment. Americans are twice as likely to favor hosting guests at home rather than going out.
Really?
Staying in is the new going out.
I agree.
That is according to a study of 2,000 Americans, which found of those who have a preference, 72% say they would rather stay in with their significant other or with friends, and only 28% of Americans say they prefer to go out.
In fact, this just came up today. Johnny said, you want to go out tonight, babe? You want to go have dinner? You want to? And I go, no.
Because Wheel of Fortune comes on at 6:30.
That seems like a lot. Can we just not like grill steaks here? We're just going to grill at home. I love staying in.
Okay.
Welcome.
I love it.
Welcome to my party.
Now, not to listen, be a broken record, because we've been saying this a lot
lately. Last night.
Who are you?
We went last night and had a quick dinner and drinks with two of our very dear friends at Silo. You know I love Silo.
Silo's a great place.
We went and hit Silo last night. We were there about an hour and a half. Home by like 7:45. Still had time to watch one of my episodes of Your Friends and Neighbors, which is my favorite show of all time. And then we went to bed early. So I feel like if we do that once, I can't do a twofer anymore. I'm not in for the twofer. I want to stay in tonight.
Sam, go ahead.
Let me make sure I'm not going to choke or anything. I want to be very clear in my diction. Who are you?
It's just nice to be in.
I've been telling you that for years. You said I was a weirdo.
I know.
Because I like to go home and we cook and then we watch some TV. We
watch some Wheel of Fortune.
The other night we went for a walk down the trail. It was lovely. I don't need to spend $60 a night going out to eat.
Yeah.
When we can just have cod, which is what we're having tonight.
Pick a cod, any cod.
We are going to pick a cod, any cod.
Really?
Sam, I might have some leftovers that I'll bring in for lunch tomorrow.
Okay, please don't.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the lady who tripped and fell onto the baggage carousel?
Oh, it was awful.
She's coming around.
You stole that from me.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Sam, you missed. Dana's going to have to hear this story twice now. You missed the instant karma story from when we were getting back from Mexico on Friday, last Friday. So you know the greatest pet peeve for all of us on this show is that person on the plane who's got to get off.
Yep.
Just darting for the exit.
Right. So we are in the second to last row, T and me, right? And I'm in the window. She's in the middle. There's a guy to her right. There are two kids, and by kids, I mean 18, 20 years old. You know, they're adults, but young adults. And when the plane landed at KCI, they jumped up and started going down the aisle. The guy next to T says, hey, guys, what are you doing? And they're like, our parents are up front. We've got to get up front.
No, you don't.
Now, they got two rows farther, and then everything just stopped.
Wait, how old were these guys?
18 or 20.
Then you don't need to run up to your parents.
Mommy and daddy are going to be just fine. Put the pacifier back in your mouth. So anyway, the guy sitting next to T says, guys, there's plane etiquette. We go row by row by row by row, and everybody gets off a lot quicker. You're blocking the lane, the aisle, and now it's going to take everybody longer. They weren't having it. They kept arguing, our parents are up front. We've got to get to our parents.
No.
Okay.
He's like, whatever, guys, whatever. So they didn't give an inch, all right? They finally get off the plane. We're about 5, 6, 7 people behind them. When we got off the plane, one of the brothers was standing on the skywalk right outside of the plane door with mom or aunt or whomever he was with, and he's screaming, he's such a blanking moron. He's an idiot.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on?
What happened?
One of the brothers in their rush to get off that plane to be with mommy and daddy. Left their passport in the back.
No.
Left their passport in the back of the plane.
Oh my gosh.
Instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we went down to the baggage collection, right? Have you been to the international part of KCI yet? Okay. So it's just this one room with border and customs guys down there.
Okay.
And you have just one baggage carousel. It's
huge.
That's it. But there's an escalator that comes up or that goes down to the baggage carousel where everybody, that's where you get off the skywalk and you come down the escalator to the baggage carousel. Moron dum-dum baby who had to get off that plane that very moment, he didn't come down for another 10 minutes.
Good. I'm
Please
glad.
Please tell me that when he finally came down the escalator, you looked at him and said, excuse me, I've got to get to my mom
Excuse
and dad.
Me, my, my mommy and daddy's bag just came off.
Happy May Day. When we get back, I will ask Scott why you don't bring me flowers anymore. In honor of Barbara Streisand's announcement that she is releasing a duet album, we shall sing a duet.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is... sadly, Scott Parks.
It's Neil Diamond.
Here on KMBZ.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.